Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Pam Dyson, Chief Information Officer at the Security and Exchange Commission. Also joining us from IBM is Dennis Kayser. So, Pam, the SEC views information, data, and technology as strategic assets that play a critical role in meeting the mission of the commission. To that end, would you give us or sort of briefly outline your key IT strategic goals for us and priorities?
Sure. So right now, again, a lot of our strategy is around building enterprise platforms to support our data work and our analytical work. So we recently stood up a data management group, and that group is tasked with driving our cloud strategy and our migration strategy for select functions to the cloud. One of the strategic priorities for IT is to securely leverage the cloud. As you know, as we talk about these huge data sets and more demand for data, more demand for processing and storing, you know, we can't build local infrastructure fast enough to meet the demand. So, you know, we're looking to leverage cloud technologies so that because we believe that will faster facilitate the innovation that we want to do in terms of our analytics program and our market surveillance programs based on bringing this data in, giving us more of ability to detect potential fraud and other security violations. So a big part of our strategy going forward is leveraging cloud technology.
So as a follow-up, what are some of the key internal and external drivers and trends that have shaped and informed your IT strategy?
So the biggest driver, again, is the never-ending growth in data. So, you know, that is really driving the strategy going forward. You know, I came in about 5 years ago to the SEC. We had an antiquated infrastructure. So we spent a lot of time modernizing the infrastructure, bringing it up to standards so that we could build these enterprise platforms so that we could leverage data. I think we positioned ourselves over the last couple of years to do just that. So the large data sets that are coming in now are continuing to grow. We're beginning to stand up our enterprise data warehouse, some of our enterprise platforms, so that we can leverage the data. So the drivers really are the amount of data that's now being generated and our ability to ingest that data and be able to facilitate analytics work, modeling work, and again, market surveillance so that, you know, again, we can do a more robust review of the registrants and the work that they're doing.
Pam, a bit ago, you mentioned about cloud being an integral part of your strategy. Mm-hmm. And like a lot of federal organizations, there are a lot of applications in that environment. Can you tell us what applications you've moved to the cloud already?
So we're kind of in our infancy in terms of moving to the cloud. So a couple of things we have done, though, as we talk about our high-frequency trade space, I talked about Midas, where we're ingesting daily trade cycles on a daily basis. That information is available. We've also moved SEC.gov to the cloud. SEC.gov is our portal. It's our Edgar filing front end. So a lot of our filing information is now available to be searched. The public data is available to be searched in the cloud. And then we've done some internal, so our internal service solution for incident management and so forth, we've moved that to the cloud. We've also moved our asset tracking, not assets in the form of financial assets in the form of our agency equipment. We've moved those things to the cloud. But we're taking a very pragmatic approach in terms of what we move to the cloud. So, you know, security is still a concern for us. So we're being very deliberate about how we craft our infrastructures and how we build the cloud so that we ensure once we make that leap to the cloud that we're not only, one, matching the performance of our local infrastructure, but we're also as secure as we are with our local infrastructure.
So, Pam, you say that's in the infancy, but it sounds like you've made some good progress there. So with that, can you tell us a little bit about, as you're migrating these, what are some of the challenges that you've had to address along the way?
So, again, a lot of it's been the cultural change, right? So making the case to the business while the performance, security, and the day-to-day, the interactions between how they do their jobs today how that will be transparent to them, how actually how they can reap benefits of doing it in the cloud. So I think some of it is just a cultural change in the way that, you know, people feel more secure when their work, their data is within the four wall confines of the building. So some of it's been a cultural change. The other thing is analytics is a big requirement for us going forward. There's not a lot of precedents out there for running the types of analytics that we want to run in the cloud. So that has been a challenge for us to make sure that the tool set that we're using to do this work will perform effectively in the cloud. And then, of course, the security piece is also something that we continue to look at. So FedRAMP, we are looking at that. That's a big benefit to us because, of course, if we can go with FedRAMP certified vendors, you know, that alleviates some of the security assessment and security work that we need to do. But, of course, security, again, is still a challenge for us. We're not quite there. While there's been great strides made, we're not quite there in terms of being totally comfortable with moving all of our operations and our more critical and sensitive operations to the cloud.
You mentioned security a couple of times now. To what extent, in your experience, are you finding that the security concerns are perception or reality?
I think it's a combination of both. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just again, the overall feel that if it's not within the confines of our four walls, that it's not as secure. I think we're able to debunk that and present a strong business case that it is. I think in some ways, our biggest challenge around security is more of our third-party tools and third-party services that are in the cloud that we have lesser of a control over. So we have to make sure that we are putting continuous monitoring in place and we're building the security tools to ensure that that security is taken care of. Because again, some of the services that we procure, we have less control over the configurations of those tools. And so again, where they're FedRAMP certified, we have less of a concern, but it still puts the onus on us, it's our information, to make sure that we are standing up continuous monitoring tools and processes to ensure that our data is secure.
So Pam, how are you using new technologies to identify analytic insights from unstructured and semi-structured data like EDGAR? And how has this ability changed the way you're executing SEC's mission?
So, of course, again, this is kind of a new foray into our processes and the way that we change work. So, you know, we have a very competitive process. We do market research. We leverage consulting firms. We work with agencies or organizations that do the same type of work that we do to try to figure out what that tool set is that's the most effective for them. So some of the insights that we use really, for example, we talk to FINRA a lot. You know, they're on the private sector of the house that do a lot of the same type of work that we're doing. We talk to other government or FIREA agencies that have a similar mission in terms of what we need to do and the tools that they're using. But again, we do a lot of our own market research. We do a lot of prototyping. And then within our divisions, a lot of our divisions have shadow IT. And so, you know, there's a lot of resources there that we can leverage in terms of knowing the business and the tools of their business. We partner with those shadow IT organizations and business to make sure that we're as current as they are on what tools and what advances in technologies that are furthering their functions.
So Pam, I want to go back and touch on an application and a modernization effort that you had talked about. Mm-hmm. It's the SEC's Electronic Data Gathering, Analysis, and Retrieval, mm-hmm. Long name for EDGAR.
EDGAR.
Right. Can you tell us in that modernization what benefits you realize? And I'm interested to know if you're going to continue using XBRL as a standard.
Yeah. So the EDGAR development efforts that we're taking. So we have a huge redesign on how we're going to transform EDGAR down the road. We're still kind of in the BPR, business process reengineering process, and requirements gather with that. But we continue to modernize the existing EDGAR system. So, you know, we do that on an incremental basis. Some of the things that we've done recently is we've done a Java upgrade, so we continue to improve the system security around EDGAR. We've also done a lot of work to enhance usability and 508 accessibility. And we will, so the plan going forward, at least in the near term, is we will continue to embrace the XBRL standard. And I would say that, you know, for the foreseeable future, we'll stick with that standard. That's something that's working well for us. One of the things that we've done recently is we've approved the timeliness of the annual XBRL taxonomy updates. So we usually do that in the summer time frame. We moved that up a couple of months. And then we're actively working on the capability for EDGAR to accept inline XBRL. So that's a project that's been underway for a while. So we will continue to embrace that technology, and that's in our modernization plans as we move forward.
So what's the purpose and benefit of establishing the SEC's Enterprise Data Warehouse? And more particularly, how is the architecture supporting core functions, analytics, and helping the public gain easier access to usable market data?
So the Enterprise Data Warehouse has been a long undertaking. So we stood up the Enterprise Data Warehouse in 2014. And at the time, the goal was to allow data sharing across offices, and that being our major platform for big data analytics. So a couple of things that the EDW does. One is it combines different sources of data, including information from the following. So we have EDGAR data, we have human capital data, we have exam data. So we have a number of data sets within the EDW. What that allows us to do is run analytics across data sets, and it allows us to search across data sets. So we've seen real benefits and efficiencies from establishing the data warehouse and being able to run those unified tools, those federated tools across the warehouse. As we sit today, the EDW is about 40% full. We probably could fill it up completely, but we're being very deliberate about the data sets that we're putting into the EDW because we want to make sure that we can leverage the data sets we have in there from an enterprise perspective. The other thing is the way we see the EDW is that's kind of been the dress rehearsal for what we want to do in the cloud. The way we see it is the EDW is kind of a bridge to our cloud strategy going forward. Not that we will abandon our local presence with our data stores because there will always be a need to store some SEC, what I call SEC proprietary data, locally. But we do see that as a bridge for the strategy that we want to move forward with in terms of building out a lot of this work, that's particularly the analytical work in the cloud.
So can you discuss SEC's progress on modernizing its IT infrastructure? And I'm really focused here on the virtualization and data center consolidation efforts.
So, you know, as I mentioned before, about 5 years ago, we came in, we had huge data centers, we had outdated infrastructure. One of the things that we did, and it started with my predecessor, is we embarked on a huge modernization effort. It took us about 3 years to go through that transformation. But as we sit today, we are 95% virtualized in both data centers. So we've consolidated our data centers. The footprint went from about 28,000 square feet down to 3,000 or 4,000 feet in our data centers. We're also leveraging modular technologies in one of our data centers. So we're seeing huge cost savings and environmental and power consumption benefits from that. And of course, with our data centers as well, the virtualization is really in the way that we're spinning up servers there within our data centers is also kind of a prelude to what we want to do in the cloud. So even with a virtualized and consolidated footprint, though, the one thing that we don't have is the scalability. It still takes us quite a bit of time to scale up servers and services within our data centers. So we will augment what we've done with our virtualization efforts with buying more compute and storage in the cloud.
What is the SEC doing to expand its data analytics capability to better meet its mission? We will ask its Chief Information Officer, Pam Dyson, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.